we're recording. So listen, podcast, I know you're new at this, so.
It's okay, Bubba.
You gotta like talk into the mic. Right, now, right. I will say this, Cameron's a pro. I mean, two-time pro on a National Fire Radio podcast. You doing autographs today? I love it.
There was guys, no idea.
Thank you, man. This thank is you. Cool. This is exactly what FDIC is about.
Correct.
Meeting new friends, making brothers. Cameron, you and I fell in love with you from the second I met you.
Oh, same.
That's facts.
Easy to do.
We all did.
How do you not? He's a mush.
He is. No, he is.
Get in there. You got to act like you own this thing when you talk, all right?
Copy.
Yeah. I love it.
Message received.
So I love it. But so real quick, let's talk about a couple things. In all honesty, I met Cameron years ago on a vacation trip to Napa Valley. And I took a picture of your firehouse. And next thing you know, like, hey, man, come back. Like, we know who you are. And I was like, what? And this was so early on in National Fire Radio that it kind of was like a massive ego boost. I was like, I told my wife, I go, these guys know who I am. Right? It was so awkward. It was so weird in the beginning because it was doing something so different that like nobody was doing. So for me to like knock on your door, I didn't feel comfortable just knocking on your door and saying hello. And then you were kind enough to extend an invitation. And then we came back and then we texted and talked and you sent me a couple jobs. I buffed one like mountain fire or something when I was there. I was like, you get any work, I want to know about it.
Right.
He sends me one, so I'm like, over the mountains going through, right? I'm following a bulldozer on a tractor trailer going to a fire. I hope that doesn't happen in my world, bro. I don't know what that is, you know?
California.
But anyway, from there, you have become somebody very important to me. I would say top 15 people I love. Outside of family, yeah, because there's going to be a lot of angry people when they hear that. But I mean that because you're a genuine soul. But the one thing that stood out to me about you real quick, your commitment to fire service, the way you train, your passion for it, that's what brought you here. Talk to me. Why are you here? Right. Yep.
LT and the FDNY called your cup to come in. You know, you don't have to voice. It's our first time on the FDIC. We came out here to teach with Ray McCormack, and it's just, you know, in his circle, it's a pretty neat circle to be a part of. We got to meet a lot of people, and it's been a great journey.
I'm still waiting to wake up, you know?
What do you mean by that? Seriously, like, I mean, I know it's a fun thing to say, but like, what do you truly mean by that?
It's the guys that we grew up reading about.
Yes.
You know, that did it.
Yes.
Wrote the books about it. The foundation for what engine company operations is today, you know, in my world, our world. And it's just been, you know, you turn the corner and Kevin Shea says, come have a cup of coffee with me.
You're right. Like,
you drop everything.
Yeah. Okay. Mike Champo's tuning you up at the bar because you're on an engine, not a truck, you know, and it's just, it's incredible.
What does that do for you coming here? Is this your first time at FDIC?
First time.
And then to be involved like you are. I mean, you got a backstage pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's huge.
It's incredible. You know, it's connecting all the dots. The who's who of the fire service is here. Like the real who's who. Like we said, the pioneers of our generation. You know, it's amazing that we could take, you know, relationships that we built in California and come here together. You know, Joey flew in for Fire Nuggets.
Yep.
We're Fire Nuggets. And see Fire Nuggets and Fire Engineering working together. It's just, I don't know. When are we going to wake up? You know, we're tearing through town on scooters to sitting here with you. It's wild.
You know, what's really cool about that is that you got here because you belong here. And I mean that in the most endearing way, right? Is like, you know, not anybody gets a backstage pass to the training that's happening here. You guys weren't asked to come be students. You were asked to come here to work with some of the best in the fire service so that you guys will be the next generation to pay it forward. Mm-hmm. And when you really think about that message, that's powerful.
It's a heavy burden.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a heavy lift, bro. But it's deserved. Like you guys, like I opened this, Cameron, talking to you, and I said, I've recognized your commitment to training. I've recognized your passion for it and your commitment to it. That's why you're asked to be here. That's why you get that backstage pass. So kudos to you guys because you're the reason why you're here. You guys wrote your own story. You did. All those guys, those 1-2% guys, they're amazing. Their contributions to the fire service is absolutely amazing. You know what we need? The next generation. A lot of those guys aren't riding fire trucks anymore. Mm-hmm. A lot of those guys need to start passing the baton, and they're starting to recognize that. And it's guys like you that are going to help bring the mission forward for the next generation. I hope that I can be a part of it. Yeah. I hope that I get to keep talking to guys like you. I hope next year I sit here again and other guys come in and go, man, this was amazing. My first time here, and I got to do this, 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 and this. You guys are going to go home flying high, man. Oh, yeah. It's huge. Yeah.
Speaking about the next chapter, you know, the next generation, we want to officially invite you to MC.
Oh, now it's official. It's on.
The 2025 Bay Area Fire Conference in Santa Rosa, California.
I'm not going to say no to that. I mean,
no. I know.
So, yeah. Joey, jump in, man.
Yeah.
We just met yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah, today. Met this guy yesterday. I met you today.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's all Fire Nuggets.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Yeah. Fire Nuggets, man.
More people need to know. That's why.
Well, yes, but believe it or not, I mean, it's been around since 2000.
Absolutely.
So it started, you know, I got to give all credit, co-founders, Paul Schuler, my dad, Ted Corporandi, both retired now. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have Fire Nuggets, right? The whole goal of Fire Nuggets was for what we're talking about right now, firefighters across the country to provide little nuggets of information to help better the fire service, right? That's what their intent was. When we talk about carrying on the torch, that's what Fire Nuggets has been now, right? The new generations have, they're no longer a part of it. They're out of it. They're out of the game. And so the newer generations are coming in. And, you know, Fire Nuggets is still online website with articles. All the articles are still up there.
It is a massive resource center.
Huge resource. But what we're doing even more is the affiliates, or basically chapters, right? So we have in over 30 states. We have affiliates.
I didn't know that. I had no idea. I didn't know that.
And what that means is when guys and gals aren't getting the support from their departments or not knowing how to bring training into their area, we're that vehicle that can help them configure what they need to make it successful and get people training that they need.
Not everybody has the ability to work for a solid department.
No.
And in fact, a lot of people struggle looking for direction. They're seeking something more because they can't get it in the zip code that they're running in.
Absolutely.
Fire Nuggets is that vehicle. You guys bring so much to the table.
Yeah, and we're looking at what we can do further, right? It doesn't stop here. And the relationship with fire engineering, you know, the cool thing about this is, you know, the Book of Andy is finally official. And
is that through Fire Nuggets? Is that
so? What we did was, so there's 10 articles that Andy wrote for Fire Nuggets before he was killed, and then a numerous articles with fire engineering. So what we did was took some years to figure out how we want to go about it.
Yeah.
But thanks to David Rhodes from Fire Engineering coming into the picture and making this relationship happen. So we together collectively published this book. It's got all of Andy's articles in it.
It's awesome. I have mine. It's paperback at home.
Yeah.
And it's I have this massive staple in it to hold it together. Yeah. And the staple's wearing, and I'm terrified to like let it fall apart. Like, right. You know what I mean? So it's something that I treasure. And in fact, I have to do more I haven't even gone through it. Like I've never even been able to get through it yet.
Well,
but I need to do that. But this is beautiful because, like, for me, we're talking about that next generation. We're talking about all of that.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. Putting things on paper like this, the value of what the fire service needs.
Yeah.
We lost guys like Andy.
And yeah, it was a huge loss of the fire service to a lot of people. And, man, to, you know, this is a tribute to his family, Michelle, his wife, Michelle, daughter, Haley, and son, Andrew. It's just, this is all about Andy's work, Andy's legacy.
What is it? How old are you? I don't mean to get personal.
Please,
how old are you?
I'm 33.
But my point is, right? And you guys, what, 30s? Like young 30s, right? You're 30.
I'll be.
Let's go. You met your camera. Let's go with you, Farrell, by the way. We got to grab him in a minute. But my point is this. It's like I'm 47. Right. And so, you know, like for you guys to recognize the importance of projects like this with the group of Fire Nuggets behind it, bro.
Well, and I was brought up in it. I have a head start, right? I mean, I got to meet Andy one time when I was a lot younger, and but it's about the relationships that you make over there. Our mentors, right? I mean, many of these people, like, we're still seeing people that I grew up with, and they're still here teaching. But then we have that next generation coming in, and not everybody has that influence, right? Or understands, appreciates the value behind that.
Yeah.
And so that's the goal of these conferences.
Yeah.
Even the small ones.
You know what's amazing? How hungry they are.
Yeah.
This younger generation, we can vilify them all we want. They're hungry. They're starving. And the reason why they're getting frustrated is because nobody's feeding them.
Mm-hmm.
We got to feed them.
Yeah.
We need shit like this out there. We need people to understand what the integrity of this job is, why it matters.
Yes.
You guys are doing that with Fire Nuggets. I will accept your invitation to come.
Please.
Hang out.
That'd be awesome.
I'd love it. I appreciate you guys. But I want you just to know, like, projects like this matter. And for you guys in your young 30s, it matters. Because your generation needs to hear this. And what you guys are doing, you got yourselves here on the backs of your hard work. Keep going, man. It's infectious. Walk around, tell people how awesome this is. Tell people how good the fire service is, and make that younger generation fall in love with it like you guys did. It's a win.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremy.
It's awesome, bro.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. 11 minutes, I'm out of here. That's all I get. That's all you get. Yeah. That's all you get. Yeah. But guys, thank you, Joey. Bro. Guys, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, bro.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cameron, as always, one of my favorite people. You are a generally good soul and my GT performer. We're going to talk about that off air. BMX, baby. BMX. Oh, hold on. And then Ray McCormack says to me, oh, you know Cameron? I said, yeah, I love him. Love him. One of my favorite people. Oh, he's taking you for a ride in his car? And I'm like, no.
Uh-huh.
Well, he got it painted, so you'll get the new version.
Thank you. Thank Gosh. You. We'll do, what is it? What kind of car? It's a convertible. Yeah. Yeah. So what we'll do, when I get out there, you and I will go for a long ride. And we'll record it.
Yes.
Just kick back, right?
Yeah.
Kick back, shades on, and that California sun with the tunes up.
So that video of him and Ray driving down, I was behind him laughing. What the hell's going on? And then our brother Ryan from Napa says, hey, man, save some of the rest of us. Come on.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
You think about how important those memories are?
Oh, yeah.
Think about that, man. It's wild.
Yeah.
Those are career stories. So, and you guys get to make them.
Yeah.
And the only way those stories happen is if you're willing to let them happen. And the only way that happens is if you're a part of the process.
For sure.
You pull away from this job, you don't get to tell stories like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. Yeah. All right, we're out of here. Guys, thanks for tuning in.
Enjoy.
Thank you, guys. Thank Appreciate you. You.
Appreciate it.
National Fire Radio.